that's right now battling just to stay alive, 1-3?
Well, you know what? It's not about them. It's about us. You know, we trying to get our confidence at a high where, you know, we feel like, you know, whatever we do, we're unstoppable. And every week, you know, the opposition possesses some capabilities, and, you know, they're going to have some guys that can make plays. And, you know, they've been struggling, but, you know, I'm not worried about the fact that they're 1-3 or if they're 4-0, it'd still be a big challenge for us. You know, like I said, it ain't about who we play. It's about us as a team.
Can you fix a running game in midseason, your run defense, I should say, because it hasn't happened yet?
Yeah, we can fix it. You know, it's a long season. You know, we play 4 games, and we'll have 12 left to be played. But, you know, like we've been saying, you know, it's a gap here, gap there. Guys have to play hard, all 11 guys. And like I've been saying, it's not about the front. You know, it's not that they're not doing their job. It's about our whole defense. You know, we got to find a way to get to the ball and try to get as many hats on the ball as we possibly can to try to stop the run.
Hey, changes were made special teams-wise. Dominic's no longer returning kicks. Would you ever welcome the opportunity to do that?
Actually, I'm in the mix for returning punts. So, it's something I've done. I've always been a backup because I can't catch the ball. But, you know, like I told Coach, you know, if the opportunity comes, if you need me back there, you know, I'm reliable. I can catch the ball. You know, that's the one thing I can do. And, you know, I've returned a touchdown. And, you know, I can make plays with the ball in my hands. So, I'm just about winning. Want to help this team. That's why I came here, to help this team win and get to the next level. And hopefully, with the opportunity, I can do it.
You say you're in the mix, so no decisions have been made yet for the game.
Well, I let them make them decisions, or I let them tell you. But I was Hickson backup, and now he's not here. So, you know, normally if the backup, you know, if the guy before you is not here, the backup gets the job. So we'll see tomorrow or Friday, you know, who gets denied. But like I said, and I've done it before, I've always been a backup. I was a backup to Isaac Keem, and then when he left, I returned punts. And I was a backup to Eddie Drummond in Detroit. So it's part of my role, and, you know, I cherish it. I look forward to it.
Since it's been a while since you were a full-time punt returner, is it like riding a bike? Once you learn, you never forget, or does it take some getting used to?
Well, you know, I'm a playmaker, and I make plays. And, you know, whenever I intercept the ball, I look to score. So, if you're an athlete and you make plays, it should be natural to you. You know, I catch punts naturally, and that's the hardest thing is, you know, adjusting to the ball and, you know, reading it in the wind. You know, that's the hardest thing, but that's something I should have a problem with. And as far as running the ball, you just have to read your blocks. And for the most part, my job is, if I'm the returner, is to try to put the offense in good field position and not put them in bad field position as far as turning the ball over and making poor decisions back there. So my job as a punt returner, if it's mine, it shouldn't be that much of a big deal for me.
Thanks, Dre.
Appreciate
it. Good luck.